Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Game and Fish urges not to approach newborn wildlife. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. As you travel around Wyoming, enjoying the hard-earned spring, you may come across newborn wildlife. These young fawns, hatchlings, and other babies are charismatic and incredible to watch and photograph. While it may be tempting to get close, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department urges people who come across young animals to leave newborn wildlife alone and keep a distance. On the Wyoming Game and Fish website, they state, quote, "Newborn wildlife is one of the best parts of springtime in Wyoming. But please view animals from a distance and do not pet or pick them up," said Doug Brimeyer, Game and Fish Deputy Chief of Wildlife. "With all animals, the first few weeks of life are the most critical in determining their survival, and interference from humans can put their lives at risk. Most mammals hide their young and return periodically to nurse. People who find young animals without a mother nearby often assume the newborns have been abandoned, but this is almost never the case. One such incident recently happened in Yellowstone National Park when a tourist found a baby bison who they thought was abandoned and took it to a nearby ranger station, which resulted in the baby bison ultimately being euthanized. Quote, "The mother knows where her young are and will almost certainly return to care for them," Brimeyer said. "Getting too close to newborn wildlife can be very dangerous. A mother bear, bison, moose, and even deer will display aggressive behavior when humans get close to their young. Leave the area immediately if you encounter aggressive wildlife." Quote, "The best option for people who come across newborn wildlife is to leave them alone," Brimeyer said. "In short, wildlife don't need your help. They have been rearing young just fine for centuries. If children bring home a wild orphan, immediately return it to the exact spot it was found. In the rare instance when a fawn or other newborn is found and the mother is known to be dead, contact the nearest game warden, biologist, or Game and Fish regional office. Do not attempt to capture these animals yourself. State and federal laws forbid possession of game and many non-game animals, so adopting newborn wildlife is illegal. Citations will be issued for possession of newborn wildlife with a possible penalty of up to a $1,000 fine. BLM seeks public comment for proposed oil and gas lease sale in Wyoming. The Bureau of Land Management Wyoming State Office has opened a 30-day public scoping period to receive public input on 36 oil and gas parcels totaling 19,130.92 acres that may be included in an upcoming lease sale in Wyoming. The comment period ends July 12, 2023, according to the press release from the Bureau of Land Management. As authorized under the Inflation Reduction Act, BLM will apply a 16.67% royalty rate for any new leases from this sale. More information about the act is available on BLM's online fact sheet. Leasing is the first step in the process to develop federal oil and gas resources. Before development operations can begin, an operator must submit an application for permit to drill detailing development plans. The BLM reviews applications for permits to drill, posts them for public review, conducts an environmental analysis, and coordinates with state partners and stakeholders. All parcels leased as a part of the oil and gas lease sale include appropriate stipulations to protect important natural resources. Information on current and upcoming BLM lease sales is available through the National Fluid Lease Sale System. Visit BLM.gov for more information. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.